we crossed the river up the hill to the basement we called home. I was born to be awkward, you were born to be shy. Now that the lies are untied, we can see straight through a skin. Give it up to the sheltering sky. A natural line, a natural line.
Hello, hello, hello. My name is DJ Io, and you are tuned to WREV 90.1 FM Burlington, your better alternative. The time is 8 a.m., and we have a great show in store for you. So, you might have heard me back on Saturday, which I was doing my birthday show, because it was my birthday on last Friday, actually. So, I kind of came up with the idea on my birthday, so, you know. You know, but then there was a gas leak. So that was like the worst birthday present I've ever gotten. I was on air in the middle of an interview too, which I'm going to talk a lot more about later in the news segment. So stick around until like 8:25, 8:30-ish, because that's usually when I do the news. But until then, to make it up to you guys, I have a great selection of music and also a lot of sneak peeks and exclusives, because I've just been having the best time interviewing people. So I have a lot of stuff to share this week. And also the news segment is going to be UVM based. If you're tuning in for a normal news report, it's scary out there. I'm not. To an extent, I do need to protect my peace. So how about we start off with Baby Spoon by Cavetown. If you know me, you'll know that this song is kind of special, because I heard it live before release. So yippee!
What am I gonna do with you? I'm broken and you're super glue. I think I've gotta marry you. I wanna be your baby spoon. I'm so glad you quit that job. I hate to see you torn apart. The game just wasn't worth the cost. It doesn't have to be so hard. Let me in.
Stop.
trouble through the rubble of time. I'm feeling the weight of decline. Through broken bed seams lies a hopeful dream. There's a place to find.
You.
Aphrodite by, sorry about that, you just heard Aphrodite by Ella Red, which, such a gorgeous song, I cannot get enough of it, like, please come to Higher Ground, Ella, please. Why does everyone always go to Montreal? Alright, and before that, we had You Are Not Alone by Emma Cook and Katie McCurdy and Allie Chip. That is from her new album, by the way, of the morning. You've heard me hyping it up a lot in the news segment. I have another update about that, so stay tuned. And before that, we had Oh Wide World by Monrovia. And to start, we had Baby Spoon by Cavetown. So, we have a lot of good music and a lot of very exciting news, so stick around after the next set for your news report. But before we can get to that, we have a quick PSA. Car Seat Headrest, Alex G., Duster, Deftones, and The Grateful Dead all have one thing and only one thing in common. They each have animals on an album cover. Animals and wildlife are crucial to all aspects of life, including your favorite shoegaze, rock, and jam bands. The World Wildlife Fund estimates that extinction rates of species is anywhere from 100 to 1,000 times higher than the historic extinction rates. Each small action you do to save ecosystems in turn can save a species from extinction. So donate to conservation projects, recycle your plastics, compost your food waste, and maybe don't buy that exotic pet. From your animal album loving DJs here at WREV and Alex G, God save the animals. So that one was fun to read. I don't know why I'm like being weird today, like talking wise. I'm just can't tell if I'm like really tired or not. To be fair, I haven't had any like caffeine or coffee, but I don't think I'm ever that normal of a morning. Like, I was so locked in when I was doing that Saturday show, by the way. Like, I was so on it. Like, I was talking so much. And then, like, I think it was because I was more awake. And then, boom, gas leak. So if you want the details on that, stay tuned. But right now, we have Cul-de-sac by Maya John. You got nowhere to go, no.
simply not enough. Coffee in my cup, and I tried to stretch my skin, it wouldn't hold to cover all my bones. Been holding on to childhood praises. She is destined to go places. Hold me high, and I have further to fall. Think I'm built for this fight, child. Imagination run wild, but it's not how I thought it'd be at all. Water in the pipe dream every day, finding it still small. Windows open wide, just like a mouth, and I won't leave the house. The day rolls steady like a drum, waiting for no one. I must avert my expectation, try to change the conversation, say it never mattered all that much. Can't push down walls, no, I'm not that strong. Besides, I need something to lean on when everything I know's reduced to dust. They say it happens when you least expect. I'm not expecting much. Thank you.
And you just heard Sun Goes Dark by Sparkbird, Not Enough Skin by Rachel Word, and Maya John, Cul-de-sac. So, now it is time to get into the news report, and I am just... Honestly, this has been what I've been waiting for, like, all day. It's crazy out here, guys. So, let's get started. So, this is going to be kind of UVM-related, UVM and music-related, because, like, I can't do it today, guys. I can't look at the news. It's fun out there. So, first up, Emma Cook of the Morning. It released yesterday, so it is out on all platforms. It is out on Spotify. It is out on Apple Music. It is out on Amazon Music. It's out on SoundCloud. Like, go check it out. Like, it is such a good album. And if you want to hear it live, you should get tickets to her show at Higher Ground on March 14th. I think there's still tickets left. They're probably selling really quick now that the album's out, so... Highly recommend you go get those before they're gone. And as well, if you were tuned in on Saturday, then you heard the Nicole and Dwight interview, or about, I'd say about two-thirds of it before we got interrupted. So, quick update on that. Their album, Night or Day, will release the same day as their show at Higher Ground. So everything is happening March 20th with them. We have a second interview that we recorded after, you know, the gas leak. And that will be going out sometime before then, I think, the week between the 13th and March 20th. So stay tuned for that. So it's time to talk about the gas leak. So I was here. I'd been live for, like, 2.5 hours by then. Like, I picked up Chloe's show, so shout out to her. I hope you're feeling better, Chloe. And... what ended up happening is I'd been live for 2 hours, I'd been, like, mainly playing music, and then Nicole and Dwight had come into studio for the live interview because we wanted to do it live, which was honestly so much fun. Like, I actually really like doing it live. Like, I do generally prefer to pre-record just because, like, it's a little bit easier to do intros and stuff, like, so that's kind of my take on it, but, like, I did actually really enjoy doing it live in studio. But we were like 20 minutes out from done, and all of a sudden, this alarm that I had never heard in my life starts going off. Like, there's a light flashing, and it's kind of sounds like a fire alarm, but it's not that loud. It's like a very slow, kind of quieter one. So we're just sitting in studio. I'm just like staring at it like, what do I do? Because, like, we didn't know what this was. Like, this could have been anything. Like, all I knew was, like, this is not a fire drill, and this doesn't sound like a weather alert because, like, I wasn't getting anything on my phone. So, we wait a few minutes, and then a voice comes on. It's like one of those robotic automated voices, and it is basically saying, get out now, there's an emergency, and it did not say what the emergency is. So we go outside, because, you know, I did accidentally leave my coffee, like, over, not, like, in studio, not, like, with the board, but, like, we have a little sitting area here at WREV, so I left it in there, and, like, I didn't realize it at first. But, so we go outside, and we're just kind of, like, standing around near Hal, like, waiting. And then we see one fire truck and one campus police car show up. And that's it. So it's kind of just like, well, this couldn't have been too big of a deal. So we end up going to get coffee. But later that night, I'm at the hockey games, Go Catamounts. The Friars did win, but that's beyond the point. So, I'm at the game, and a police officer walks by. Sorry. So, this officer walks by me, and I'm like, hey, do you know what happened at the Davis Center earlier? And this guy, he turns to look at me with a smile. He's like, yeah, there was a gas leak. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, there was a gas leak. When I got there, the fire alarm wasn't going off yet, so I got to pull it. And he looks so happy about getting to pull the fire alarm. Like, I couldn't believe it. Like, I was just kind of staring at this dude like... Uh-huh. He was like, don't worry, it was small. So, that's the story of a very small gas leak that happened at the Davis Center, which, by the way, I'm not seeing a lot of stuff online about, so... UVM, tell us about the gas leak. Like, I know there wasn't a ton of people in the Davis Center at the time, but I'd say there was, like, a max 20 people total at the Davis Center at, like, 2:30 on a Saturday. So, but, like, still, like, if that had happened, like, Friday, that was, like, an admitted student's day. Can you imagine the absolute chaos that would have been? Like, that was wild. So, yeah. In other news, The orientation leader application is open. That's open until March 19th. So if you want to be an orientation leader, you should fill that out. And I'm going to fill that out. So fingers crossed. I'm forgetting the word for it. There's a word for it. The career fair. That's today. So there's going to be a lot of people here, like up in the Grand Maple Ballroom, I believe. You know, it's the room where they do basically everything in. If you've come to some UPubs nights, like, you'll know that's where they do laser tag. So go to the laser tag room. I wish I had an actual laser tag room. That would be fun. But that is it for your news. So now let's move right on into your weather, because I have a feeling it's not great. So your weather today, it is 22 degrees, but it feels like 2. Great. There is also a special weather statement, so that's fun. Conditions are going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cloudy. So say goodbye to the sun. Yeah, I'm not. Oh wait, we might get some sun tomorrow morning. And then it looks like, yeah, Thursday and Friday, it looks like we're going to be getting some sun. Then Saturday and Sunday, we're going to get cloudy with the chance of snow, which, like, I'm not complaining too much about. Like, you know, I will take it. Like, Saturday is usually my ski day, so win is a win. But that is your weather. So let's continue on with some music with The Bog Bodies Dorm Demo by Rabbitology. Wow, imagine making something so cool like this song in your dorm. Like, the song is insane. You guys are going to love it. So let's get right into that.
My man is a stagnant water, mud healing in Kegmob, whittling his eyes to my knees. I bathe in his mouth overnight, we drink moonbeams from my skies. Come down, he begged me, please, love, never leave. Ooh.
you remember the tune of the very first dawn? You were singing it too. Now the fields grow brittle for the harvest moon. This time she won't be forgiven.
Still, what could have been had you not done begin to sing to fair the daffodil. I hear the laughing still of what could have been had you not died right in. Oh, you are a narcissist. You think I want a part in this, and I don't care.
You just heard Narcissus by Paris Pamela, the acoustic version, and oh, what just happened? All right, before that, you had Turtle Island, Live from the Barn by Renee Christine, and to start the set, we had The Bog Bodies, Dorm Demo by Rabbitology. So, to continue on with today's story, we're talking about the Flatwoods Monster. Now, if you know anything about this, you know that this one's a doozy, because one, it's not a monster, but it is from, and it's not from the Flatwoods either. So, this is the story of a famous West Virginia cryptid. Why does this always happen in West Virginia? Side note, like, Mothman's from West Virginia? Flatwoods Monster's from West Virginia? What's happening in West Virginia? There's something going on in West Virginia. Anyways, so, 1952, there is a fireball rushing through the sky. Like, the locals see it, light up the night, they're like, whoa, that's weird. And then, later on, it crashes, and a group, including children, a mother, and a dog, investigated, finding this odd mist that made them sick, and seeing the creature. So, reports describe the creature as wearing a dark, kind of metallic dress, I think, kind of like a tower covering, like, its torso and legs, but you could, like, see its arms, and it had kind of a spade-like head with glowing red eyes. So, as more and more people saw and heard about this monster, there was, like, more reports of nausea, vomiting, throat irritation, which a lot of people were saying, oh, it's that toxic mist that the creature is creating. So, some people think it's an alien, which is why it's not a monster, and it's not from Flatwoods, but that's where it showed up, so you know. But a lot of researchers think that it was actually a large barn owl, and it kind of just created a hysteria. You know, West Virginia also blames a lot of these things on birds, so I'm not certain I believe them. Like, I have mixed opinions on the Flatwood Monster. Like, I have very strong opinions on Mothman, though, so that's kind of where the difference is. So, feel free to chat in and let me know what you think about the Flatwoods Monster, though, because, like, honestly, I feel like I could be convinced either way, but, like, I kind of have aliens on my mind since, A, I'm going to extraterrestrial life after this, so shout out to that class. I'll see all, like, 150 of you that show up, which is probably impressive, given it's extraterrestrial life. But anyways, But, like, I was thinking about it because, A, extraterrestrial life, and B, because one of my friends got really into Transformers, and, like, now I can't escape it. So I guess that's kind of, like, why I was on my mind. Like, new conspiracy theory, the Flatwoods Monster is a Transformer. Anyways, your next song is Resisted by Mermaid on Mars. Okay, so never mind, I muted the wrong thing. Now your next song is Resisted by Mermaid on Mars.
Spoken.
And this is unfortunately the end of our show together, but you just heard Small Fools 223 Cosmic Version, Icky Pop's Pomegranate Period Red. And to start our set, we had Mermaid on Mars Resist It. So thank you so much for tuning in to Over the Moon with DJ Io. And if you're interested in like giving me a suggestion for what story you want to hear next week, feel free to DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is at DJ_IOMoth, so give me a follow to stay in the loop for all the shenanigans I'm getting into. But with that being said, don't go anywhere because we have a lot of great music, a lot of great shows coming on today, so hopefully you'll stay tuned in.
I really know now what had hold on me.
Good morning. It is currently 8:59 in the morning, and you are listening to WREV 90.1 FM Burlington. I'm DJ Lolo.